Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Is this guy, where is this at? I don't know, it doesn't matter. This dude is kind of going viral for telling his in-laws who are coming to town, mm-hmm, that when they get to town for any holiday, it doesn't matter, that they can't sleep in the same room.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a reason.
These are her parents, because when they go visit her parents, they're not allowed to sleep together.
And we're certain that they're married.
That's what this says.
I don't ever read the whole
actually,
story.
Husband says he was told by his in-laws. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. No sleeping in the same bed as your wife when you visit. So yes, they are married.
That's crazy.
I agree.
I'm going to say this. I've been allowed to sleep in the same bed with people I'm just kind of casually boinking.
And your parents know that?
No, I mean, well, like when I was dating my now ex-wife or whatever, we'd go to Brazil. They're like, yeah, here, go, get after it.
Well, I hope they didn't say
get well, kind of. They said in Portuguese.
There is a get after it attitude sometimes, especially when you want grandkids. There's like a...
But we weren't married.
Ooh.
Are you allowed to sleep? You're not married?
I'm not married yet, no.
And you visited his parents and your parents, right?
Yeah.
And?
I'm the last child of four. They don't even remember we're there sometimes. Like, absolutely no one cares in our household. When we visited his parents, yes, we could stay in the same room, but it was definitely uncomfortable.
Why?
And never forget. So they spend their time in Michigan and Florida. Lovely people. If their friends are listening, all good here. But they have twin beds in Florida. So actually,
what?
We didn't stay in the same bed.
You're trying to say this is a thing, a Florida thing?
No. They specifically have
like just people in Florida, that's just what they do, you know?
No.
Those Yahoos down south, they just only do twin beds.
What? Twin
Florida!
Beds.
Let's go! Sorry. I wasn't ready. Now I got you.
Florida!
Let's go!
What a turn this took.
Okay, sorry.
His parents have a guest bedroom at their place in Florida. It has twin beds, and they have no intention of changing that. And I'm like...
Do you push them together?
No. It's like we're always there for like 2 nights or 3 nights, so it doesn't really make sense to go through all the manual labor.
All the manual labor. Yeah. Okay. I think you're going to do more.
Okay. No. Yes, we're done there.
It'd be worth it for me.
It is. I don't like speaking ill of anybody, particularly my future in-laws. It drives me bonkers.
The twin bed thing?
Twin bed. I'm like, first of all, we're grown adults.
Yeah. And who are they having there that.
Because it's not like they have grandkids.
I know.
He's only child.
Right. We
are the twin
only
beds
ones
for?
Who can give you grandkids.
Who are the twin beds for?
It's just, I think when they bought, it's like a condo. So when they bought the condo, the twin beds came with it. I believe, I could be wrong on some of this.
Uh-huh.
And they just never thought.
Okay, that's weird.
I really hope we don't get there next time. And they're like, well, we heard on the radio, so here's a queen bed. You know?
Why would you be, that'd be great. You're getting what you wish for.
It would be lovely. And one, our first year dating was the first time I went out there and met them. We had been apart a full month. And had to sleep in twin beds.
I'm sorry. It's going to take a lot more than a twin bed to keep me away.
I don't know if it's for that. Also, a condo is too small to do anything.
Come on. You haven't seen each other in a month? You're going to find a way.
Yeah, we had been somewhere prior.
The airport?
I'm doing the math.
We did.
The Uber?
A night elsewhere. So it wasn't a full month, but it was like the only time we were seeing each other for the month. It was a whole thing. Okay. I hate the twin beds. I hate them.
Okay. But like, so would you?
Twin bed?
No. So there are some people, like I remember going, I was dating somebody and we went to her parents' house and like we were in her bed and they like left it. So it was like very much a teenage bedroom. And it feels weird to do
grown-up things
with the Tiger Beat poster in the back. You know what I mean?
I would do it in the room with the twin beds because it also feels like
But
going to take a lot more than a Tiger Beat poster to stop me.
Aren't you worried about like anyone hearing anything? Like even if you're being real quiet, like there's just...
There is a point where it's just...
But you are married. Isn't it expected at some point? Like, or
it's
I should
expected,
say, especially if you're married.
I don't want to be hearing it.
I'm a weird... if you have a problem with it, I welcome that conversation. Let's talk about it at breakfast. You're not gonna. They're not gonna. They're never going to talk about it. So who cares?
Yeah, but okay.
They're not going to bring it up.
Here's my problem. Because
crazy.
No, I'm on his side, but I also... I don't want it to be awkward. Like, if you and AHAC, like your kids were somewhere there at summer camp and you and AHAC came to my house and Tequila Hack made a rare and elusive appearance and you just got sideways.
Okay.
And you guys are like, can we crash here? I'm like, absolutely. Spare bedroom is mi casa es su casa. Get after it. There's a presumption on my part, especially after this conversation. Because it's going to take a lot to take me away from you. Like, he's just like, it's going to take more than twin beds and a Tiger Beat poster to keep me off of AHAC.
I'd love for you to see these twin beds because...
No, but so I have a regular bed in my spare bedroom. Would you get after it at my house?
Yes. Yes.
I'm actually okay with it, But would you try to keep it, like... within the decibel range of not...
Sure, sure. I agree. Like, don't go... You don't need to be overboard. You're not bragging about what's going on.
It sounds like you kind of want to, though.
Like, when we go... We're going to my mom's soon. The bedroom is sharing a wall.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any funny business. Mom, if you're listening, turn it off.
No, for real.
Yeah.
Which room? How long are you there for?
4 nights.
No, come on. Come on. Let's all be adults here.
Wait, do you think they're... So your parents, your mother and your stepfather, do they shut it down for those four nights?
I literally can't call my mom now today because I can't even address this.
You got to coordinate with America.
I cannot address this.
10:23, you go, I go.
But don't you think when you're sharing a wall, it's just like a mood
just
killer.
Just be quiet and don't put the headboard on that wall. That's the key.
You can still hear the headboard.
That's right. Thank you, Aaron.
Stand up.
Okay. Yeah.
Gonna take a lot more than a headboard. Oh
my gosh. How did we get here?
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.